The committee has meticulously presented a narrative charting Donald Trump's refusal to accept the presidential election results of 2020. They argue that he began a campaign targeting state elections officials, then the Department of Justice, and then Vice President Mike Pence. In previous hearings, several senior figures in Trump's circle have testified that there was no case to be made. The election was free and fair. And on Tuesday, the committee played testimony from the White House legal counsel, explaining he felt the same way.
At some point, you have to put up or shut up.
And right now,
once legal challenges had been exhausted and the Electoral College met on December the 14th to certify Joe Biden was the president-elect, Trump held what was described as an unhinged meeting on the 18th, pitting White House staff against Trump's informal set of advisers who were advocating seizing voting machines, for example.
What they were proposing, I thought, was nuts.
I'm gonna categorically describe it as, you guys are not tough enough.
Unhappy with his options, the committee argues that's when Trump decided to, quote, summon the mob with a tweet in the early hours of the 19th of December.
Trump sent out the tweet with his explosive invitation. Trump repeated his big lie and claimed it was, quote, statistically impossible to have lost the 2020 election before calling for a big protest in D.C. on January 6th. Be there, will be wild.
The tweet mobilized right-wing paramilitary groups like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. Now they had a date to focus on as they attempted to overturn the election, according to the committee. One former official in the Oath Keepers, who did not take part in the riot, said there was the potential for even worse outcomes.
I think we need to quit mincing words and just talk about truths. And what it was going to be was an armed revolution.
But the tweet also mobilized rank-and-file Trump supporters who had no affiliation to any group. The committee did not present any evidence that Trump actively coordinated the riot, but the committee members keep on suggesting that there was a convergence of interests. Next week's hearing will be about Trump's reaction to the riot and the growing fears of those around him. In addition, committee members announced that they'd seen what they felt was more evidence of Donald Trump attempting to tamper with witnesses to the committee. Shia Bertansi, Al Jazeera, Capitol Hill.